And that closes us off to today. That was Cave Girl with Noodles. And I would just like to say thanks again for listening. I will see you next week. Remember to get your tickets for all of the stuff happening this weekend, especially Girls Rock Camp. Up next is a pre-recorded show for Dave Radio. He isn't in this week, but stay tuned, some more great programming, and I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Friday. It's the 11th of July, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are not broadcasting live, but we are still on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Oaksen, more familiar to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we continue our chat with the Page Theatre as they get ready to take their show to the Edinburgh Fringe, and we get a visit from Lisa Volpe, directing Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale for Classic Chick Productions with an all-female cast. Plus, music from Kill Matilda, the band Frankie, Scott Perry, Jeff Gladstone, Coldwater Road, Laura Croker, the Pixies, and a few surprises. Plus, our usual rundown of live music, theatre, and movie events for the weekend. So sit back and enjoy the next hour of Dave Radio.
Every day I get up.
people say that bowling alley's got big lanes.
Got big lanes. Got big lanes.
Some people say that bowling alleys all look the same.
Look the same. Look the same.
There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything.
Anything. Anything.
Had a dream last night, but I forget what it was.
What it was.
I don't know where to go, I turn to you. It's all I can do. When there's a fog in front of me, oh my. Oh, when I open up my eyes and there you are. I didn't have to travel very far. The sun is always shining up above the clouds. Where we are. When the wind is howling and there's a storm inside my head, I reach out for you. And when it's dark inside of me, oh me, oh my. When I open up my eyes and there you are. Didn't have to travel very far. The sun is always shining up above the clouds. With you, that's where we are. Ooh. 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 When I don't know where to go, I turn to you. It's all I can do. And there's a fog in front of me. Oh, I didn't have to travel very far. The sun is always shining up above the clouds. With you, that's where we are. Oh, with you, that's where we are.
Thank you. you try to walk away, I'd steal your shoes. Those ones look so good on you that I'd let you choose the shoes to lose. I'm running out of options, there's no telling what I'll do. And if you try to walk away, I would steal your shoes. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track. I'd race you to the station, and I'd bust my way in from the back. And they might try to stop me, but I would not put up with that. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track, and I'd steal your keys. I'll destroy your bicycle. Those legs can take you pretty far, and I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. If you commandeered a captain, I would cover up the stars. If you met another man, I'd punch him in the face. Violence makes me angry. This would be a special case, because seeing you with someone else is simply more than I can take. So if you met another man, I'd punch him in the face and then steal your keys. I'll destroy your bicycle. Those legs can take you pretty far, and I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. Yes, I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. If you commandeered a captain, I would cover up the stars. And if we had a whole bunch of kids, I'd buy a babysitter. And then I'll chase you down with this guitar, begging you to reconsider. And if you wouldn't listen, I'd follow you on Twitter. If we had a bunch of kids, I'd buy a babysitter. Just don't you leave me behind. I took so long to find you, and because of you, I've lost my mind. And all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise. All my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise. 57 years from now, you are bound to realize that all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise.
That's Coldwater Road and your Dear Eurydice. A song that was written especially around a production of Orpheus that took place a few years ago. Coldwater Road has an album coming out very soon. They're having a record release party in August. So, you know, it's about 3 weeks away, but it's still worth planning for. And that'll be at the Fan Club on Thursday, August the 7th at 8 o'clock. So keep your eye on our Facebook page, and keep your ear on the radio, and you'll find more about that. Stick around, because after these few words, we're going to hear about a local play that's taken their show on the road out to the Edinburgh Fringe.
Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for Safewalk. Approach any Safewalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine. I walk the line.
On February 8th, come join the Musqueam Nation in support of fundraising for their youth cultural exchange to New Zealand. Headlining the fundraiser will be Murray Porter, a Juno Award-winning blues musician.
Okay, I pre-recorded this, but not that far back. February the 8th, I think maybe we need to take that out of rotation. Let's see how old this one is.
BC Epilepsy Society presents Cindy's 5K Poker Walk. Sunday, May 26th, 8:30 a.m. at Karis.
Holy smokes, that's like last year.
UBC is proud to be a host venue of the Special Olympics Canada 2014 Summer Games this July 8th through the 12th. The Games will see 1,300 athletes from all across Canada and over 4,000 volunteers, spectators, coaches, and guests on our Vancouver campus over the week. All events are free to attend. Learn more at ubc.ca/Vancouver2014.
I know that for sure is timely because they're all over campus right now. Last week, we heard the first part of the conversation with Alexandra Wilson and Ray Boulay of the Page Theater talking about these three things, a night of one-act comedies co-produced with Standing Room Only Theater, and that's going on later this month at the waterfront on Granville Island. We're going to pick up the conversation now as Alex tells us what is happening next to their play. Which is called Post-it Notes, Scenes from a Marriage.
We are going to be performing at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe in Scotland, and we are extremely excited about it. The festival itself begins August 1st. We start August 14th,
yeah.
And we go right on through.
Yeah, so what's the process of getting into the Edinburgh Fringe?
Oh, man.
Oh, that was long. I feel like it's still going on. You know, it's not as simple as just deciding that you want to go and filling out a form and paying a fee and then you're done. It's been a huge learning experience in so many ways. But everyone has been extremely helpful and wonderful in Scotland helping us through this. So it's a question of, first of all, figuring out what venue will even take you. So to us, we had no idea where to begin. Joe and Tracy from, again, Standing Room Only Theater, yeah, have done the Fringe a couple of years ago. So they were great in guiding us through this. And it's really just finding out where in the Royal Mile, which is the hub, mm-hmm, basically, of the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh, and figuring out where do you want to be? And do you want to do a free Fringe Festival, or do you want to be going with a paid venue? Then narrowing it down and then sending out information to all sorts of venues, as many as you can, so that you can get replies and figure out in a timely manner who is willing to work with you and who's booked already. It was interesting because our play is only 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
We had a lot of really interesting responses saying, wow, it's really different. And normally the shows in the festival are a good hour and a half, an hour and a half. But they were intrigued because it's such a short amount of time. But I think that's really working for us because,
yeah,
people can see a large show and then they have time to see something short before they go for dinner, before they anything.
It's, when I'm doing the Fringe in Vancouver, I'm often looking for those short shows because, oh, I have a half an hour before the next show starts. What can I see?
Mm.
Oh, there's something that I can jump to. Now, it sounds like the venues have a say in selection of the plays?
Absolutely, absolutely. While the Fringe office itself doesn't have any say, they don't really mind what you're doing. Yes, we're excited and we're interested in you and we have space for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes the time limits and blah, 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 blah. And for us, we really wanted something that was more in the late afternoon if possible.
Yeah.
We thought that would be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
People could have a beer, basically. You have a pint,
mm-hmm,
and you see the show.
Yeah.
And it's a 20-minute show. It's a time.
So where is it going to be?
We were very fortunate. We had about six venues that were interested in us and we chose just the Tonic. Which is one of the bigger venues. They have maybe four or five different locations within the Fringe, and we will be performing in a venue called Just the Little Kirk Room. It's a nice 50-seat theater. They have been wonderful and very guiding us through every step because we didn't really know how much was going to be involved in doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of made the assumption, poster, a flyer, you know, we're done, we've paid our rent, we've,
yeah,
done our thing. But it's been so much more. The venue itself has its own brochure. So then there's the whole blurb do you have to write? The images, do you want to pay for advertising? So there's all that to go through. And then, of course, the printers and the fringe office itself has stuff. That's right, the press release and then the media contacts. It's
a lot of work.
It's huge. It's a full-time job in and of itself. It's probably, I bet on average, if we worked it out, we'd probably spend maybe an extra 4 hours a day on top of our full-time jobs every single day getting this done. And also with the time difference.
Yeah.
As well, they're trying to connect to us quickly because they need an answer ASAP, but I can't get them to it that quickly. So there's that as well.
Yeah. And there's costs involved.
there's a lot of costs involved.
So what are you doing to raise money?
We have a brilliant Indiegogo campaign. It's on right now. We have some amazing perks to offer. Some of the perks are finding someone. We thought we'd find somebody in Scotland because how hard can this be? With a really, really, really thick Scottish accent. And we're going to get them to say something. We don't know what yet. We don't even know if we'll be able to understand them. And we're going to make that a ringtone for someone.
Oh, nice.
So that's God knows what they'll be saying. Right. Maybe rude. We don't know. We also, though, for some of the perks, have tickets to give away to these three things. Ray, who is an accomplished singer, so they'll have their own song written just for them. And
for the house party, too.
And house party, yeah. We're even going to have you put on the house party, you invite your guests, and we are going to turn up and entertain your guests.
Two sets of acoustic music. So I believe the amount for that perk is $500. So if you donate $500, we will arrive. I will be prepared with two sets of rockin' music, good house music, and it'll turn into a house concert. And I believe for an extra $75 more, in addition, we will perform post-it notes as well as have the house concert in your house. So all you need to do is provide the space and we'll provide the entertainment.
One of the perks, the last perk that we have down, is also because the Page Theater believe strongly in not only theater, but in helping our furry friends who can't speak for themselves. So every show that the Page Theater does, normally during our season, we have one night where we say, you bring us cat food, dog food, whatever kind of pet food. I don't even care if it's just one can. I will give you a free ticket to see our show. So what we've done with the Indiegogo campaign to kind of keep it in line is for the $1,000 donation, we're going to donate a chunk of that money to independent animal shelters, so that it's a donation within a donation.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So everyone wins.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. Give them back.
Yeah.
So step one is go see these three things at the waterfront July 24th to 27th.
That's right.
Step two is go to Indiegogo and make a pledge or donate.
Help us get there.
And then fly to Edinburgh with you.
Yes.
And make sure you get people to go out and see
cheer,
it.
Cheer us on. Yeah.
Tickets are available through Brown Paper Tickets, and links to the show and the Indiegogo campaign to help raise money for the trip to Edinburgh can be found on our Facebook page, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio.
I eat Aunt the pasta twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, with a sad pizzeria. I keep soup and minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, with a sad pizzeria. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I adore you. Viva you bene,
viva you bene.
Angelina, I live for you. In passione,
basta passione.
You have set my heart on fire. But Angelina, I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be a my cara mia, then I'll join in matrimony with the girl who serves spumoni, and Angelina will be mine.
cello on the mezzo mano, mamma mia, mamma mia. Figli mia, tutta rara, mamma mia, pensaccio tu. Se tu doni alla musicante, io ti vai, io ti vieni, sembra lo strumento di mani. Se ci pigliavano sì, lo strumento, figli mia. Oh mamma, zoom, zoom, baccalà. Oh mamma, zoom, zoom, baccalà. Oh mamma, zoom, zoom, baccalà. Zoom, 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 baccalà. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, per merda. Figli mia, cucciolara, mamma mia, per faccio di. Se ci pigli a panni sì, baccalà, mamma mia. Oh, 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 mamma, vieni va su, su, ma baccalà. No, 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 oh, mamma. Uba, 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 Uba,
you know why.
That's a cheerful little ditty.
It's quarter past ten. I really don't know if you should be getting so comfortable. Well, the hockey game is over and it's Wednesday night. And there's something in your eyes and it just ain't right. I'm not your girlfriend. Honey, you better go. Well, I don't know your mama, or if you want hits, or if you buy flowers, or you close the lid. My roommate will be home soon, it's 21, and we don't got a futon in my bed, ain't done. And I'm not your girlfriend, so honey, you better go. I don't think your girlfriend would approve. Well, you ain't too busy leaving, so I think I'm gonna make my move. Jump up in the morning and you say your phone. You walk right out the door again, I'm all alone. Make myself some breakfast, call my friends, thank my lucky stars you're not my boyfriend. I'm not your girlfriend, she can keep you on her side. Saying, come on by. You'd like to get my thoughts on a bottle of wine. There's candles and flowers and real French brie. You say you're real glad to have a friend like me. Cause it's all for your girlfriend. So buddy, I better go. I'll see you out together on day and night. Oh, you whisper in her ear and hold her oh so tight. Oh, I've gone over you, turn white as a ghost. I raise up my bottle and I make a toast. Your meal's been paid for, my dear old friend. I hope you stay together to the bitter end. Cause I'm not your girlfriend. She can have you all to herself.
Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CIT. CITR has revived. Its long dormant beginner show, It Ain't Easy Being Green. With the support of experience, this show offers fully trained CITR members, especially students, the opportunity to get on the air.
Thursday, THURSDAY. Thursday.
11.
It Ain't Easy Being Green on CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, how things have changed. I was just talking to a friend of mine last week who got her training at a different campus radio station across the country, and her training was going on the air between 2 and 6 a.m. With basically no instruction. Just get out there and do what you want, and then the station manager would phone in every once in a while to tell them when they made mistakes. Not the easiest way to do it. I think our way is better. It's, well, I don't know exactly what time it is because I pre-recorded this, but
That's why we can see so many Hamlets, because every person will play it differently.
It really is. That's kind of like the ultimate actor's challenge, because each actor can bring something else to the character, and the audience sees something different every time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll be playing my third Hamlet this summer, so every time I play it, I'm in a different place in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the wiser I get, the less I fall back on the muscle and the effort and the athleticism of it, and go deeper and deeper into what's being looked at here. What is this powerful, deep, I wouldn't want to play Shakespeare. And really, the actors who train in Shakespeare can play anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can easily go to television after that and just make it a little bit smaller, but just as interesting.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So the show on Wednesday night is Shakespeare and the Alchemy of Gender, and that's at the Orpheum Annex on Seymour Street. Showtime at 8 o'clock, I think so.
That's right.
Yeah,
and come early if you want to have a little fun. We might have you dancing and fighting as well.
Wonderful. And then this weekend, you're doing a workshop. Is that what it is? Shakespeare?
We're doing a cross-gender workshop for people who are interested in playing some other gender than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a few spaces left in that. So a woman might want to look at Mercutio, or a man might want to play Lavinia. You know, and just a three-hour exploration of the skills and practices of crossing gender.
Okay. So if you're interested in the cross-gender Shakespeare, it's tomorrow afternoon at the Terry Fox Theater. And
a week from tomorrow, I think?
No, it is. It's tomorrow, July the 12th.
Oh, okay.
We're talking on Tuesday afternoon, but the audience is listening on Friday.
I had a heart attack. Yes, tomorrow in your world. Hello, tomorrow.
Right. So if people want more information on that, they go to Railtown.
Railtown Eclectic. They're producing it. Railtown Cultural.
And then, of course, Winter's Tale at the Palace Studio Theater starting July 25th.
Please come.
Yes, indeed. Lisa Volpe, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And, of course, links for all of that will be on the Dave Radio page on Facebook. And speaking of the Dave Radio page on Facebook, another band clicked like on it, and that means that they get to be played on the radio. And their topic is revenge, which is what we were talking about in the play as well. This is Kill Matilda.
Didn't really know what I had in mind.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your Friday lunch hour with us. Thanks also to Lisa Volpe, Alex Wilson, and Ray Boulay. Listening to Dave Radio today were Deborah Wong, Michael Adams, Teresa Love, Jay Rogers, Joel Ashton McCarthy, Victor Bondaroff, Larry Triolo, Lonnie Gould, and everybody at the Two Tarts Cafe at the Highcroft Medical Building at 16th and Granville. Dave Radio with Radio Dave will be on next Friday at our regular time, hopefully live again. This program is not protected by copyright. Any reproduction or rebroadcast or retransmission in whole or in part without the express written permission of the voice of Dave is totally up to you. But why would you? It's available as download as podcast. Go to CITR.ca and remember to like us on Facebook. Bye-bye.